Maybe places don't just have different personalities. Maybe they invite out different parts of our personality. And maybe that's one of the reasons travel can feel so transformative and meaningful. And it's not necessarily because we become someone new or whatever. It's because we're given the space to reconnect with parts of ourselves that everyday life doesn't always make room for. And, you know, I don't know if that's true for everyone, but it definitely felt true for me this trip. And so honestly, I really liked every version of myself that got to come out on those three islands. And joy deserves to be celebrated, right? This one could be really nice, and you don't need to downplay happiness, and you don't need to immediately move on to the next thing. You can just be excited for what's happening now. Hello, hello, magical friends, yo mies. My name is Raquel, and welcome to Your Own Magic, a podcast for the creative and the curious soul. And I hope that you're doing well, and I hope you're having an amazing summer. Wow, honestly, it feels like it's been forever since I've been behind this microphone, and I'm excited too because I have so much to share with you. I mean, life has really been a whirlwind in the best possible way ever. Many of you know that Jordan and I were just in the Caribbean for 3 weeks. We were island hopping, Barbados and St. Lucia, then St. Martin. Gorgeous. I can't wait to go back next year. Today's episode, I'll be talking a bit about that. I mean, I've actually been keeping the biggest secret I've ever kept from this podcast, but we really did want to keep it low key, except for a lot of our family and our closest friends know. But I honestly still haven't posted anything publicly yet. And so officially, you will all hear this before I put on Instagram, because I'm so grateful for you all. And this just felt really important to me, for the listeners who have been here with me, to know before I share on Instagram. This podcast has been a huge part of my life for many years now. Some of you have literally grown up alongside me, it feels like. You've been here through my travels and my moves, relationships, career changes, moments where I felt completely lost, moments where I felt really grounded, and everything in between. So when I thought about who I wanted to tell, after family and friends, of course, it was you, dear listener. Seriously, you are the huge part of my world. And so let's catch up, shall we? Because to tell you the secret, I think I have to start with the trip. We spent 3 weeks traveling through Barbados 1 week, St. Lucia 1 week, St. Martin 1 week. So this was really special for Jordan because his Barbados, his Caribbean, is like my Bali. I lived in Bali for about 4 or 5 years on and off, and Jordan lived in Barbados about 4 or 5 years on and off. He would have to spend a few weeks for work, then come back to the States and spend a few weeks there and come back to the States. And he just fell in love. He feels like he has an extended family there, and it's just a very special place to him, so he wanted to take me there. And now I get why I'm so in love with the island as well. And now, next, I have to take him to Bali sometime. And something I kept thinking through the trip was how every single place has its own personality. And I know that sounds obvious, of course. Different places are just different, right? But they're Caribbean islands. I thought they'd all be very similar, but no. I don't just mean different food and different beaches, which they all definitely had that too, but I mean, they each had a completely different feeling. Barbados felt alive. It was a moment where we were very social and energetic and just honestly had so much fun. We ended up meeting people there who are now our friends. I'm about to go see some in Chicago. Like, what in the world? I might have some lifelong friends now just from that one trip in Barbados. We were staying out longer than we planned. We were finding little spots that we loved and just really leaning into the energy of the island. And it almost felt like Barbados wanted you to go out and just experience it and experience how amazing the people are there, the kindest souls and most welcoming, and then you feel like family right away. Then when we got to St. Lucia, most beautiful. It is magical, spellbinding. I cannot wait to go back. We took catamaran to see the whole island, and of course we had to do the waterfall near the volcano, did the mud bath at the hot springs. We went and snorkeled and just had the most magical time. And I'll tell you more of why to come. But we were able to recharge in St. Martin, just the two of us, because we know the second we're home, we're going to be surrounded by people again. So it was nice to just recharge. Great restaurants. We wandered around, slept in almost every day, enjoyed the fact that we didn't really have an agenda and still didn't fully have to go full force back into work. So looking back now, I just don't think that I would have changed the order at all. Barbados, so fun. St. Lucia, romantic, St. Martin, recharge, peaceful. Each island gave us something completely different, and together they made for one of my favorite trips that we've ever taken. And then somewhere in the middle of all of that, something happened that completely changed our lives. So St. Lucia ended up, of course, being the most romantic part of our trip. And now I can finally tell you why. One afternoon, Jordan told me that we're going on the catamaran again after we just did a full adventure on one. That's like a special thing that they do there. A lot of people, when they go to St. Lucia, they join random strangers on a catamaran to see St. Lucia. It's so fun. But instead of doing the excursion with everybody else, he told me that we're going to go on this water taxi. And he took me around to Sugar Bay Beach, which is the most beautiful area. And we're right up next to the Pitons. The Pitons are iconic, by the way. They're absolutely breathtaking. And seeing them from the water is just unreal. The boat pulled up on a dock in front of the Pitons, and it was just us, and the water was calm, and the Pitons were towering behind us. We went and got food, we wandered the area, the nice resort there, and then afterward, everything got really quiet, and Jordan said that he wanted us to take some special pictures. He had a guy hold his phone, and he wasn't taking pictures, he was just taking a video. And so he's like, let's do some pictures, so you see us posing. And then he's like, let's turn around and look at the Pitons for some pictures. So I do that. Jordan got down on one knee and he said, will you marry me? Yes. Oh my gosh, yes, of course. Yeah, so I'm engaged. Most magical engagement ever. I'm beyond grateful for, wow, he did all of that just to get down on one knee and propose. And we have dates set for the future, a legal date and a spiritual date. And those, of course, I went deep into the numerology and astrology and everything to make sure they're perfect. But wow, yeah, on June 10th, he proposed. It was so thoughtful, so intimate, felt so incredibly us. And I'm going to keep a few little details just between the two of us because I think some moments get to stay sacred. But yeah, Jordan and I are engaged. His last name is Bird. So of course I want to take that last name, Mrs. Raquel Bird. Yes, please. I still can't believe I just said those words out loud, by the way. Like, it's surreal. It's surreal. Anyway, afterward, we went back to our hotel room and he arranged the sweetest surprise with champagne waiting for us and rose petals everywhere. Oh man, one for the books indeed. I'm looking at the ring every 5 minutes, of course. I just can't believe this. I do have a proposal video that I will be sharing, and every single time I watch it, I'm just right back there in front of the Pitons, reliving that moment all over again, seeing his face. Honestly, can't wait to share it with all of you later this week. And yeah, I'm engaged. Oh, so magical. This episode is sponsored by House of Rain by Harley LaRue. I have a book recommendation. If you're like me and love stories that blur the line between romance and horror, House of Rain by Harley LaRue is a dark romance that follows Salem, who ends up stranded on a remote island instead of going on her honeymoon. There she meets the mystery Rain, whose family manor is filled with unsettling secrets. Then people start dying, something begins stalking the forest at night, and what starts as an unexpected attraction turns into a fight for survival. What immediately drew me in was the atmosphere, the isolated island, the gothic manor, the supernatural suspense, and the FF romance all come together to create a story that feels haunting in the best way. Harley LaRue, they have become well known for blending dark romance with horror in a way that has built a huge following. And if you're a fan with authors like Sarah J. Maas, Scarlett St. Clair, Laura Thalassa, this feels like a great book to add to your reading list. It's also available in a gorgeous deluxe limited edition paperback with stenciled edges and holographic foil details and full color character art inside. So don't miss House of Rain by Harley LaRue, available now in special edition trade paperback wherever books are sold. And that place is now part of our story forever. Which still feels completely surreal to say that out loud. Sometimes I'll just randomly think, oh my gosh, we're actually planning a wedding. And then other times I'm researching ceremony music or looking at travel logistics and it just suddenly feels very, very, very real. Such a mix of emotions, a little overwhelming, really fun, mostly exciting. I can foresee potentially some stress, but none so far. We're still in the early stages. And people say, engagement goes by so quickly, so to savor and be present in every moment. So I am. I'm trying to really just enjoy the celebration of this milestone, but also a little bit of planning here and there, and remembering that this part only happens once. Now, if you've been listening to this podcast for any amount of time, absolutely no one is going to be surprised by what happened next. Of course, I became completely obsessed with finding meaningful wedding dates, like completely. And I don't think Jordan was surprised either. I just think he just accepted that there's going to be a lot of symbolism behind the dates I choose. He knew that was going to be the case. Not because I think the date determines the success of the marriage, and not because I think there's one perfect day, and not because I think if you accidentally choose the wrong date, you're doomed. I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of people who have been married on a Friday the 13th, you know, and they're still married and happy to this day. No, for me, it's just more like setting an intention, right? It's choosing a day that already means something to you, to myself, to us, or carries symbolism that resonates with the kind of chapter that we're beginning. And if you're someone who loves this kind of thing too, well, what I discovered was going down the rabbit hole, a lot of people, of course, are immediately going to look at repeating numbers like 2-2, 4-4, 11-11, or dates that just look beautifully written out. And those can absolutely be meaningful, but they're definitely not the only way to think about it. Sometimes the symbolism comes down from adding the entire date together, for example. So maybe you have a date that might not look especially significant at first glance, but when you add all the digits together, it may reduce to a number that feels meaningful to you. Others pay attention to what's called a master number if one appears before reducing further. Some people stop there. Others keep reducing until they reach a single digit. There isn't one universal approach, right? This is honestly just part of what makes it so interesting. And so personally, I found myself learning more about the symbolism behind the master numbers like 11, 22, 33, and asking myself which qualities actually resonate with what Jordan and I wanted our marriage to represent. Well, actually, I did want a specific date, but this location wouldn't do that day because it was a Sunday. And then I chose a date close to it, and it turned out to be a master number and one that gave me chills because of how much it resonated with Jordan and I. And I was like, okay, this was kismet. This was destined indeed. And yeah, not only because I think those numbers have magical powers, right? But because I think the idea of beginning something intentionally is powerful. And I also realize that sometimes we get so focused on what a date looks like that we forget to ask what it means to us. For example, some people love dates because of a personal anniversary, or because of family history, or astrology or numerology, or maybe that's the season that they fell in love, or it's simply the date that works for everyone they care about. Whatever it is, those reasons are more correct than others. They're just different ways of creating meaning. So yeah, I absolutely did this. I looked at the calendar, I looked at the symbolism, the astrology, the numerology, looked at practical things, looked at the master numbers. Jordan also has his trade show travel and family schedules, all of it. But then we landed on two perfect dates, the legal one for getting married in the States, and then the symbolic spiritual ceremony date months later. And once I share my dates with you, I can walk you through exactly why we chose them, what I was looking for, what unexpectedly lined up, and why one of the dates ended up aligning even better than I ever could have planned. And it honestly just makes me laugh because sometimes you spend all this time trying to create something meaningful, being attached to a certain day, and then the universe smirks a little as you're trying so hard and breaking the sweat, and something is orchestrated that is even more beautiful. It makes even more sense for you. So I'll save that story until we're on the other side of all of this. And now I just want to share a few little observations I made on this trip. One thing I kept thinking about throughout this trip is how every place, again, just seemed to bring out a different version of us. Again, Barbados made us social, and we met people, we were trying to stay out, try new restaurants, soak up the energy. St. Lucia just made us want to be more romantic with each other, just us two. St. Martin was a deep exhale. Nothing needed to be accomplished. It was just beach, gym, eat good food, go to the pool at night, chill. And it just made me wonder that maybe places don't just have different personalities. Maybe they invite out different parts of our personality. And maybe that's one of the reasons travel can feel so transformative and meaningful. And it's not necessarily because we become someone new or whatever. It's because we're given the space to reconnect with parts of ourselves that everyday life doesn't always make room for. And, you know, I don't know if that's true for everyone, but it definitely felt true for me this trip. And so honestly, I really liked every version of myself that got to come out on those three islands. And Joya deserves to be celebrated, right? This one could be really nice. Like, you don't get engaged every day, and you don't need to downplay happiness, and you don't need to immediately move on to the next thing. You can just be excited for what's happening now. And that's something I got to continue reminding myself of, because I want to plan and know what's going to happen. But right now is such a special moment in our life that I got to continue to remember to just be present and happy in the moment now. I'm just so excited to be engaged. And I got to keep remembering, because I can tell Jordan really wants me to just be present with this right now, which is very special and very meaningful. Anyway, before we wrap up, I just want to say thank you. Truly, truly thank you so much. It means so much to me that I got to share this with you before posting it to people publicly. And yeah, there was never really a question in my mind that I knew I wanted this community to hear it before I post it publicly. So thank you so much for listening and for growing with me over the years and for celebrating this season of a life with me. It's so exciting. And it still amazes me that this little podcast has connected me with people all over the world. And yeah, I never take it for granted. Anyway, if you'd like to actually see the proposal, I'll be sharing it on Instagram later this week. And I'm excited for you to see it. I've watched it more times than I care to admit. And somehow it still doesn't feel completely real. But it is. Ugh, it's so crazy because I've always kind of envisioned this moment when I tell you I've finally found my person and we're engaged. That's exciting. Anyway, until next time, I hope you're taking good care of yourself. I hope you're finding little moments of joy wherever you are. Thank you so much for being here. I love you all so much, and I'll talk to you next week, next Monday. With all that being said, thank you for listening, and thank you for your magic.